أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه وأعد له عذابا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 93 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it clear, it does not behove that a mu'min, a believer, be killed only in error, and there would be no other reason why a believer would be killed by another believer more especially. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a believer killing another believer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقُتُ الْمُؤْمِنَمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا. And whoever kills a believer, mutaammidan, intentionally. Intentionally will mean that he was intent, it was premeditated. The weapon that was used was also a weapon that is normally used for murder, for killing a person. Number one, fajaza'uhu, his jaza, his punishment, retribution, jahannamu, will be the fire of jahannam. Khalidan fiha, he will remain in it forever. Number two, wa ghadiballahu alayhi, the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be upon him. Wa la'anahu, number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would curse him. Number four, wa a'adda lahu azaban azima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for him a great chastisement, a mighty punishment. Such severe are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person, for a believer that kills another believer. We discussed, of course, there are the three exceptions. A believer, a man, had brought iman, and after bringing iman, the person, Allah forbid, leaves the fold of Islam. Or number two, a person married in an Islamic country, that person commits zina and four witnesses testify to it. And then number three, a person, a believer, killed a person, another believer, and then the law of penal code, and that is of qisas, will take place. Otherwise, there is no room for a believer to kill another believer. Such is it that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that if this whole entire universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have to be destroyed, and it is destroyed, that is insignificant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one believer being killed intentionally. In another hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated that if the people of the skies and the people of the earth had to get together, and all of them had to kill one believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not hesitate to place all of them in the fire of Jahannam in lieu of one believer. Such is it in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the latter time, that there would be a time that would come when the murderer will murder. The murderer will not know why he had murdered. The person who is killed, the victim, will not know why he is killed. Now Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that how is this possible? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, rebellion and anarchy. That when rebellion and anarchy sets in, then a murderer will kill. The person that killed would not know why he is killing. The person who is killed would not know why he is killed. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the qatil, the killer, will also be in the fire of Jahannam, and the one that is killed also will be in the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now that is also beyond our comprehension. The killer we can understand, but the person that is killed, the victim, why would he go into the fire of Jahannam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that if he had the opportunity, he would have also killed. So at that time, there will be gross anarchy, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had warned this ummah. So sometimes we find that people trying to create social order, political order, would kill, and they kill believers, Muslims, killing Muslims, all of that in this form of political order or social order, and all of that is not acceptable in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the first thing a person will be questioned about will be of murder on the day of Qiyamah. And then we find the hadith on the other side that the first thing we'll be questioned about is our salat. So the muhaddithin have expressed that in our huququl ibad, in the rights and obligations to others, the first question that Allah Ta'ala will question about is that of murder, so severe it is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And insofar as our rights and obligations to Allah Ta'ala, the first question that we will be asked will be that of salat. Here in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the retribution of a believer, of someone that killed another believer, muta'ammidan, intentionally, the weapon also was one that was used, that is normally used for killing, then his jaza, his retribution will be the fire of Jahannam, khalidan fiha, that he will remain in it forever. Now the fire of Jahannam and remaining in it forever and ever is generally the azab, the punishment that Allah Ta'ala metes out for a kafir, a person that leaves this world in a state of kufr. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meted this azab for a believer that kills another believer. So the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the ulama have expressed that generally when a person kills another person, the general feeling is that one believes that it is permissible for the person to kill, and that is why a person goes along with killing. But if a person killed and he knew it was haram for him, he knew it was not permissible for him to do so, and of course he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he leaves this world in a state of iman, then there would be a point in time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove him from the fire of Jahannam. But looking further, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abhors murder of a believer to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further amplifies it, and Allah ta'ala says, وَغَدِبَ اللَّهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angered, Allah ta'ala becomes annoyed, then Allah ta'ala's la'nat wala'anahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse is upon such a person, and then Allah ta'ala further amplifies it, and Allah ta'ala says, وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for such a person a very painful chastisement and a great azab in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is all the same that whether a person kills himself or whether a person gets somebody else to do it, all of it is anarchy, all of it is abhorred, and all of it is disliked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us, and may Allah ta'ala protect us from such evil. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.